The need for food assistance is high. It's up in the areas around LA, and that includes the West Side area. And the West Side Food Bank, they have been doing this for a long time, helping people, distributing to many areas. And so we are joined by Genevieve Riotor. She's the Chief Development Officer.
Well, I'm really glad to be here. It's always such a pleasure to be here at The Sound at 5900 Wilshire. And, you know, we're working really hard to address the need. It's been very challenging because we've seen the highest levels of need over the past decade, and we thought that maybe the need would go down as the economy started to pick up, but that's really not what we're seeing. And in fact, we're seeing need in new parts of the community that we really didn't expect to see.
I am really surprised to hear that. Yeah, you think that since 2008, things would have gotten better, but actually they're worse.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's really challenging. I mean, the need went up by about 85% after the recession.
Right.
And now we're seeing a big need among college students, and that's been a new focus for the West Side Food Bank. We've worked with UCLA since 2009, and they have a food closet there. And we recently helped them to mobilize their volunteers and get some more storage space. And so now they're actually distributing three times as much food, which is about 7,000 pounds a month to students at UCLA. And those are students that just come in, they grab, you know, a granola bar, or they pick up some food for the day and take it home with them. You wouldn't think that students at UCLA are in need, but in fact, so many of them are struggling just to pay tuition and books and transportation that food is the thing that gets missed out of the picture.
And so West Side Food Bank, you saw this need and you guys addressed it. And so now you're working with colleges. You're working with UCLA. And I read that one in five CSU students are food insecure.
Yeah, it's really shocking. And the community colleges actually did their own study. And they found that just about two-thirds, 65% of community college students are food insecure. And so to address that need, we started working with Santa Monica College and West Los Angeles College. And there are now food pantries at both of those campuses that are serving the students that don't have enough regular access to food, which is what food insecurity means. And we're talking to some of the other local colleges because there are pockets of need, even at some of the wealthier institutions. So we're working on finding ways to make sure that those students have access to the food that they need. So that's a shocking area that we didn't expect to be working with. But the UC system actually has a global food initiative. And the first challenge is to address hunger among their own students. And that's been going on for a couple of years. And we've been proud to be part of that process.
You're now working with them and helping them. And the West Side Food Bank, you serve many cities, many areas from Santa Monica to...
We're Santa Monica, Venice, West LA, even parts of Hollywood, all over the west side of LA County. And our food goes to about 105,000 people each year. And close to half of that is children. And that's because in addition to college students, we also work really hard to get food to kids in that are school age. So we've been working with our food pantries, especially over the summer. We started a pilot program last year that we really expanded this year for families that have kids in school who normally would get breakfast and lunch at school.
Right.
And then, of course, during the summer, they miss those meals.
Yeah.
And so we were trying to find a way to make up for that because there are some families that really don't have the transportation to get their kids to the libraries or the parks or the rec centers where some of the meals were being handed out. So we started giving an extra bag of food to families with kids when they would come to our pantries to pick up their regular allotment. They would receive extra kind of kid-friendly foods, things that are healthy, easy to prepare, to help make up for some of those meals that were lost.
That's right, yeah, during that period. And do you work with after-school programs?
We do. There are a number of after-school programs among our member agencies, also preschool and daycare programs. But really, the vast majority of our food goes to families, and that's through food pantry programs. So this is where families can go and pick up free groceries, essentially. And that's about 90% of our food. So it's going to housed, typically at least one working adult in the family coming to pick up food and really relying on those pantries now as a regular source of food. You know, when I first started at the food bank 13 years ago, it was more people coming to our food pantries when there was an emergency. So a car broke down, somebody had to go to the hospital, somebody missed some work. You know, there was sort of a temporary crisis.
Yeah.
And now we're finding that people are looking to our member food pantries as a regular source. So it's how they meet their family's nutrition needs on a regular basis. Nutrition is really so important for us because now that we know people are relying on us on our food for their regular nutritional needs, we want to make sure that especially the kids that get about half of our food are really getting the right mix because they can't wait for good nutrition. They need it now. They need to be able to focus in school. They need to be able to concentrate. And so nutrition is really important to us. We actually have a formal nutrition policy that guides the kinds of food that not only that we purchase, but even what we'll accept in donations to make sure that we really limit sweet sugary foods and salty foods and try to focus as much as possible on fresh produce and whole grains and the best nutritional mix that we can possibly do while still being good stewards of the donated dollar.
And since you mentioned the dollar, if you're thinking about donating, $1 is 4 nutritious meals.
Yeah, and that's really why a food bank exists. Uh-huh. I mean, if we can't do more with the dollar than what you could do even, you know, on a fast food value menu, then there'd be no reason for food banks to exist. You know, pantries could just get their own food. But we're the big warehouse, so we can accept large-scale donations. And then whatever we don't get donated, we make up for in purchases. Mm-hmm. And that's where being a food bank makes sense, because we can buy things on the wholesale level and get in a full truckload of food. And once you're buying food by the truckload at the wholesale level, 2 trucks isn't really any cheaper than 1 truck.
Yeah.
So you're already at that price point. So we really try to maximize our purchases and to make sure that we're making up for whatever we don't get in donated goods. And but we actually get a lot of donated goods, especially fresh produce has been something that's grown over the years. There's a statewide program called Farm to Family that gets fresh produce from farms all around the state to food banks throughout the state. And now produce accounts for more than half of what comes out of our warehouse.
And 70 agencies are. How many agencies do you work with?
It fluctuates between about 65 and 70. And they really run the gamut. I mean, it's everything from temporary housing shelters, emergency homeless shelters, after-school preschool programs, programs for seniors, veterans programs. That's been an area that we've expanded a lot in recent years. And then the bulk of it is really through our food pantries. So even though our food pantries are not the greatest number of our member agencies, that's where most of the food goes out.
Right. And we were talking about donating large donations or whatever you can donate. And another way to help is really fun. You know, we've got this fun walk coming up, the 5K. Do you want to tell us about the walk?
Yes. So every year, the Westside Food Bank puts on its annual 5K Hunger Walk. And it's really expanded into being much more than just a walk. It's a really fun event. We start at about noon, right across from the beach in Santa Monica at Ocean View Park. And we have entertainment. This year we have the dancers from the Pretenders Studio. We have Trinity Rose, who was on The Voice. The youngest contestant on The Voice is going to be performing music. And we have a family fun zone with games and activities. Kids can play and win prizes and maybe learn a little about nutrition along the way. Mm-hmm. It's a really fun event, and it's actually free to participate in. There isn't a registration fee because we want people to bring their families. We want people to bring their friends. It really helps to raise awareness about local hunger when you have, you know, 500 or so people all wearing the same T-shirt, taking a walk along the beach on a beautiful Sunday afternoon and helping to raise awareness about hunger in the community and also helping to fundraise. So we don't require fundraising. Everyone gets a T-shirt, whether you raise $500 or $5,000 or $5 or nothing at all. But we certainly encourage it because, as you said, every dollar can be turned into 4 nutritious meals.
Yeah.
But it's also about coming together as a community and really knowing that there is something that we can do locally to help our own neighbors. And we can have fun while doing it. So that's the Westside Food Bank's Hunger Walk. To register, you can go to our website, which is WSFB.org, like Westside Food Bank. And there's a link there to register for the Hunger Walk. And as I said, it's free. People can set up their own fundraising pages. They can create a team. We typically get a lot of teams from schools, from faith organizations. Businesses sometimes like to compete with each other. So if you have a rival that you want to have a little friendly competition with, we encourage that, both in your fundraising goals, but also in how many people can you get to the event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can you get your team out to come together and bring their families and maybe even bring their dog?
It's a whole day of fun. It's the beach bash after party, too. And so you got Trinity Rose there. You have entertainment. You have the games going on. You can play beach ball paddle, right?
Oh, yeah. We've got beach paddle ball. We've got frisbees. We've got hula hoops. We've got cornhole and ladder golf. And also some, I think we're doing sack races. It's just a lot of fun, family friendly. We get people of all ages participating. We have fantastic raffle prizes, including a great staycation package with some nice hotel stays and restaurant dinners and some other really nice goodies thrown in there. So there's a lot of opportunity to win prizes and to have a great day. It's a great chance to get out with your friends, with your family, with your coworkers, and spend the day. And we really encourage people to participate because it feels good to know that you're doing something that's helping your neighbors, really. Yeah. Because the truth is, the people who need food are the people that are all around us.
Mm-hmm.
And you just would never know. It might be the person that's checking you out at the drugstore. It might be, you know, the teacher's aide in your child's classroom. I mean, so many people really need help because LA is a very expensive place to live.
Mm-hmm.
And we find that so many people have to spend close to 70% of their income just on housing. And, you know, if you're spending 70% of your income on housing, there's not a lot left over for food, for transportation, for childcare, for all the other things that we need. So we really feel like we're trying to fill in the food gap so that people can use their resources to stay housed.
Exactly. Right.
So it's homelessness prevention, mm-hmm. because we definitely don't need any more of that.
Right, right. We need people to be able to stay in their homes. The walk that we're talking about is October 15th at Ocean View Park, a beautiful place.
And even if you don't raise a whole lot of money, every $5 feeds 20 people.
That's huge. Yeah, $5.
So a little bit can really go a long way. The day starts at noon with our program and our activities and entertainment, and then the actual walking is at 2 p.m. So we encourage people to come early to enjoy the entertainment and the games and the prizes, and then the actual walking is at 2. And those who want to buy a ticket and enjoy the Beach Bash after party with us can get those tickets on our website for $25. You get a great meal and some more games and a nice afternoon on the beach. Everyone here at the station has been so supportive, and we love your fans, we love your listeners, and we invite you all to come out and celebrate the day with us and show that we are a community that sticks together and works together. So you can do that at WSFB.org.
You made my heart feel good, Genevieve. Appreciate that.